This is the best bits of Chris and Brownie on Star.
And over the weekend, often we're a little slow off the mark because we're not in the studio, but there was an internet sensation that broke out over the weekend.
Now, this guy has gone absolutely viral all across the world because of what he's done. Now, we're going to head to Surfers Paradise on the Gold Coast, where on this trip in Cavill
Hang
Moore,
on. We're going to Surfers Paradise.
Yes.
Let me just get out my Southern Cross tattoo. Hang on.
Yeah, okay. Second. You got that sorted?
All right. That's
got
all
your
good.
Boardies?
Yep, all good.
Excellent. Got your fake tan?
Singlets on.
You're going to fit in perfectly.
All right. Let me just decrease my use of the English language and... go.
Hey, I'm from there, okay? So can you please not?
Oh, who do you think that was targeted at? Sorry, I should make myself more clear. Keeping the sex of your unborn baby a secret because Kate Middleton, Prince Will, they're doing just that.
That's right. 5 months into their pregnancy right now, Kate revealed that she wants to have a boy. William revealed he wants to have a girl, which is sort of like straight down the middle. They're not exactly hinting to one side,
either
which
way.
It would be. That's right.
And I think that's maybe what a lot of people like desire in the situation. It's a very personal experience.
It is the type
so
of thing, yeah.
To keep it to yourself is just one of those personal things for you to enjoy for the meantime.
And I guess, you know, keeping it a secret, keeping the gender a secret until the baby is born is much more better than keeping the baby a secret for its whole entire life.
Correct, correct. Did you know my parents kept me a secret?
Oh, did, like, what do you mean? Like
your gender?
Oh, okay, I was going to say, because if they kept you a secret...
Well, you can
That's
see
another
why.
Story.
Yeah.
But why'd they do that?
I don't know what the motivation was, but I didn't find out until I was 22. So 13, 12, 16, Brownie, we're asking, was it hard to keep your child's gender a secret? Joining us online, Derek.
Derek's
I believe.
Online, yes.
Derek's online. Mate, you're currently going through this, aren't you?
Yeah, mate. I have 6 weeks left to go, and it is cracked.
Yeah, why is it so hard?
Oh, well, you have everyone putting pressure on you to tell you, and you just can't try not to slip up because otherwise your missus is going to kill you.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Is this your first or second child? Or?
Oh, this is our first, and we had to know just to be prepared sort of thing. We had a lot going on, so...
All right. Well, Derek, mate, good luck with it. Congratulations.
And, thank you.
Yeah, what are you having, by the way?
Oh, yeah, right.
So maybe that's the idea. Maybe this is the safe middle ground of...
spending a little bit to start off with.
Go halvies. Put half aside in savings.
Ah, okay.
Maybe $1.3 million. Going wild with the other $1.3 million.
That makes a valid point because you don't exactly need $2.6 million to party.
No.
I mean, you could party for like $500.
Well, I'm sorry, but honestly, when I party, there's...
I know when you party.
I drop a couple
of
mil.
It's $15 and then you go out for... Or, not all you can eat. You go out for a nice dinner and then you go home.
What? There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that at all. You do with what you got. You spend with what you got.
Maybe next time I'll even invite a second person to join me. You know what I had overnight for the first time ever? I got a cramp in my leg when I was asleep. This morning I woke up and went, oh my God. And yeah, I screamed a little bit. It hurt.
Because
it really
you can't,
did.
Obviously you're in your relationship, so you can't exactly make a lot of noise. What do you do when you're like that? Because you can't, you try and stretch yourself out and all that.
I think you try and stretch it, which is what
because
I did.
Because it makes it worse, doesn't it?
I don't know. All I can say is my leg is still throbbing today.
Yeah.
From it, so a little bit
of a massage
morning.
Later on will help it out. Oh, I'm not
you
offering, but if
well,
the money's right...
You've done that course, and we revealed it's been a while since you've just held me. All right,
well,
massage
this
it
took
is
an
then.
Awkward turn.
Yeah, it has taken an awkward
turn. I can show
turn.
You some few a few pointers, what I normally do to try and help myself out at night.
Yeah.
That didn't come out the way I wanted it to. But just a couple of stretches before you go to bed will help. Guaranteed.
Light stretching. All right.
105.9's Chris and Brownie. Weekdays from 6 on Star.